Welcome to the Brilliant Breakthroughs Business Podcast. We're so happy you're here today to learn about how to create fresh perspectives on profitability, people, productivity, and finding peace in your small business. Hello, business rock stars. My name is Maggie Mongan, and I am your host for today. I'm a tenured master business coach and trainer for almost 20 years now, and am the CEO of Brilliant Breakthroughs, Inc., which is a coaching practice that specializes in guiding and simplifying small business success. And maybe one of the coolest things is a small business thought leader, whoop, whoop, because we're all about improving the underserved small business sector. I honestly believe that small businesses are the accelerant of our economy, so much so that I founded a number one best-selling business book series for small businesses. Now, don't worry, we're going to talk about that a little later. But what I want you to really understand is, most importantly, like all good things, I didn't do it alone. I invested relationship. And I want to be very specific about that. Relationship is important when we collaborate. And invited tenured experts to join me in the authoring process. And today we have with us one of our tenured experts, a number one international best-selling business author, Melinda and Ryan Van Fleet. But just want to share with you, we only have Melinda with us today. And Melinda, you are a rock star. Welcome.
Wow. Thank you, Maggie. Thank you so much. It's always super fun to talk to you. So I'm excited to be here. Thank you.
Okay. And everyone, you need to know who Melinda is, because her and Ryan have each of them their own businesses and they are rocking it. But together they've created something about how to build confidence. And Melinda is going to be talking about that today. And she wrote about it in volume 4. In our book series. And volume 4 is the book that has the beautiful amethyst cover. And the book is titled Brilliant Breakthroughs for the Small Business Owner. And the subtitle is Fresh Perspectives on Profitability, People, Productivity, and Finding Peace in Your Business. Melinda, you rocked it out in your chapter, didn't you?
Well, thank you. That's really nice of you. I'm trying to get better energetically at celebrating everything. So I'll just say, yes, thank you. Because yes, it was a super fun experience. And I'm very delighted that I had that experience. Thank you, Maggie.
Good, good. Yeah. And I'm so pleased that you joined our authoring team, because confidence has become an even hotter topic, if that's even possible lately. So here we are. We're in podcast 4 in your mini series in our podcast. I can't believe we're at 4.
I know. It is so wild. When you sent me the email, I was like, I feel like I just talked to you the other day, but you're right. It is number 4. Amazing.
Yes. So let's help everybody get up to speed on this, because we know time flies, but let's talk about briefly your first podcast, which was number 52 in our series. And we talked about building confidence, starting good karma. Good karma sports fishing, as well as good karma sports fishing podcasts. So that was your first tip. And what do we need to know about that?
Yes. So the first tip is identifying. So really taking time to sit and identify the areas of which you wish to build your confidence. And unfortunately, as we all know, the world operates at such a fast pace, and we often go on autopilot, right? Our days go by and we're like, oh my gosh, where did our day go? And before you know it, a week goes by, a month goes by, a year goes by. So if you can try to get into the habit, and I don't even like to use the word try, so we'll say this, sit down, find some time and do it, and sit and make a list. Try to identify what areas you wish to build some confidence in. That is a great starting point. And that's what we started to talk about in that podcast.
Great. Then we moved on to the second podcast, which the episode is 161 in our series. And we spoke about creating a level of confidence in your mind and support systems, didn't we?
Yes, we did. And step number two is to think about your why, to understand your intention and what, you know, why do you want to build that area of confidence? And one of my favorite things is, and it was a bonus tip in this chapter, was to circle back and think of the things you're already good at, the areas you're already confident in. And, you know, just keep those in your back pocket. I think it's important to remember certain aspects of things that you have accomplished and how they changed you and how they helped you move forward. And those things, keeping those in mind, will help you build your confidence as well.
Okay, that makes sense. So step one, identify. Step two, really get clear on your big why. And in the third episode in your little mini series here, episode number 169, we spoke about action and accountability to build your confidence.
Yes, you're right. It is a little mini series, right? But yes, taking action.
It is.
And so many people do not take the action. They get stuck. They have fear. They feel uncomfortable. You know, there's so many things that go into that bucket, but really understanding that you need to take the action, break it down into bite-sized pieces, do a little bit every day, something so you are actually moving forward towards building your confidence.
Okay, that sounds so logical. Identify, big why, take action.
We have to remember to do it, right?
Oh, yes. It's the application that creates the results.
That's created a billion some dollar self-help industry.
Yeah. I got to move out of the theory, folks.
Yes, we got to be doing it.
Okay. So, Melinda, where would you like to take us for this podcast episode?
Yes. So I wanted to really share with everyone, and it's in conjunction with kind of the excitement of what we were talking about in the beginning of the podcast, that taking action on something like being part of this co-authored book series that has been very successful, even previous to the series, the volume four that we were in, really helps build your confidence. And then you use that information and apply it to something else that you're working on or you have on your list in your life. So yes, for me, it was starting my own books. And I launched my first solo book in March, Confidence Mastery for Couples, Roadmap to a More Intimate Relationship. And honestly, I continued to draw upon so many of the things I learned working with you, collaborating with the other authors, learning the process. And those things, those tools, those learnings, those putting the puzzle pieces together really helped me, you know, springboard when I started my own book. And I think that that's what's really important, is understanding how you can use the various things that you've done in your life to help you move forward to your next level or your next chapter. Oh, and pun intended, I guess, right?
Yes, that was very good.
And great.
Congratulations on your book being a great success. Would you like to share the name again?
Yeah, sure. The name is Confidence Mastery for Couples, Roadmap to a More Intimate Relationship. And the book is part memoir with a lot of our stories and a lot of my stories. So it's not even just for couples. A lot of people have read it that are not couples and they're like, oh, this isn't just for couples. I'm like, yeah, you're right. And so thank you for the call out. And then it's also loaded with lots of tips. And there's even a tip section at the end, like tips and tools and methodologies. So it's part memoir with the stories, but also self-help, personal development infused throughout the book, So it was very fun to write.
Right. It's actually a short read, right?
Yes, it is a short read. And I'll tell you this little story if you want.
Sure.
So when I first started down the journey of writing it, you know, as an author, and I'm sure you could relate, everyone always talks about word count, right? Word count, word count, word count. Even when you gave us our chapters, you were, you know, gave us a word count to aim for. So you always hear word count, but until you write your first book, you really don't understand how that relates to page count.
Did you know? I do.
Until you write your first book, until you put your first one together, like you don't really see it yet. So I didn't know. And I was aiming for between 20,000 and 30,000 words because that was what my writing coach was always talking about. She was like, you know, at least try to get there for your first solo book. So I'm like, okay. So I got to 28,000 words and the book comes back to me from the formatter and it was 116 pages. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of small. I don't know. So I'm like, okay. But then I started getting into my head a little bit about all these people going, oh, I wrote 10,000 words today. Oh, my book's 80,000 words. And I would listen to that and keep circling back to, oh, well, my book's only 116 pages, right? Mm-hmm. So it was playing like some mind games and some triggers because I was wrapping up the value in the size of the book.
Ah, I'm so glad you said that because I was going to say, it's the value. If yes. you can say it in 20 pages,
yes.
it's a greater value of a book.
Yes. And I even had a further trigger with someone on my ARC team who was in my writing group. She originally sent me her review and was like, oh, this is a great, really quick read. And I just went, oh, like at my heart. And I was like, oh my God, I need to love my book. Like, what the heck? So she ended up revising it without me even saying anything. So energetically, she must have gotten a message to not submit that to Amazon. But regardless, what ended up happening was I started just looking at my own bookshelf. And this is how I built my confidence around my book and the size of my book.
I love this.
And this is the first time I'm sharing this story. So everyone out there in podcast land. So I started looking at my bookshelf and I was like, okay. You have Robert Graham. Do you know who Robert Graham is?
Unfamiliar.
Okay. So he is a very, very, very popular author, but his books are ginormous. They are huge. An Audible book with him is like 18 hours, just to put it into perspective, like so huge. And he loads them with lots of historical facts. And it takes him years and years and years and years and years to write a book. And they're amazing. I own them all. But I only really like what he has to say. So I end up fast forwarding through all the historical things about Ben Franklin. And, you know, I'm kind of like, oh, I don't really, yeah, it's nice, but I kind of want to hear what Robert Graham has to say, right? And then I looked at my bookshelf and I saw that I have every single book from Richard Dawes. Do you know who Richard Dawes is? He's a spiritual law of attraction writer.
Right.
Uh-huh. So all of his books are short reads and they're all like 100 pages. And I can read them in a weekend. I'm very happy after I read them. I get amazing nuggets and learnings. And when I'm done reading the book, I feel accomplished. I feel like, oh my God, check off my list. I read this book this weekend and I did something, right? So as my brain is very left brain, I'm like, oh my God, I did something and I accomplished reading this book and I learned something. So I was like, you know what? I'm really okay and really happy with being a Richard Dawes. Like that's okay. And my book's a little longer than Richard Dawes, I think. I didn't fully compare them, but it's along the same lines of like, I have loaded that book with so many stories and nuggets. They don't drag on forever and ever and ever. They're not loaded with jargon or historical things that no one really maybe cares about. And you're going to learn something. You're going to have some ahas. You're going to have some shifts. And you're going to be done. You're going to read it in, you know, 4 hours, 5 hours, however fast of a reader you are. The Audible is only 3 hours and you're going to be done. And you can actually like feel accomplished that you learned something and you can like put it into action and roll with it. So anyhow, so that is how I came to terms with building confidence around my short read. And I got number one short read bestseller. So there you go.
Ta-da! it up. But I love your story because you actually just walked us through how you did tip one, two, and three. You identified, then you went to your big why and you took action. And your big why and taking action sort of happened at the same time. It was, you know, a very unique process, but you did it. So you're not just theoretically out here talking about it, you're actually applying it. And like we said, success is accomplished through application, right?
Yep.
So congratulations to you. And it is important. I too hear writers talking about how many words. It's like the words don't matter.
No.
Yeah. Einstein wrote chalkboards worth of equations. And that was all really important. But guess what he ended up with?
E=mc² or whatever.
Right. Which is exactly what all his chalkboards, his whole life that he worked on, his whole life's work to get it down to that. So, boy, I'm with you. Value is what matters.
Yep. Value. And then I hope someone is like, I appreciate that you respected my time. And that's it too. Like, I respect everyone's time. So I keep it short, get to the point, and like roll on. So,
and that I would think that that works really well for your conversation topic. You know, other books, they need to be longer because they're unpacking something.
Mm-hmm.
And with yours, yes, you are, but you also know that this wasn't just your only book, right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different ways that we can be great message providers. And you found what works well for you. So congratulations, living the big why. Wow.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, no, it is pretty amazing how it all kind of came to pass. And, but at the end result, I feel really good and really confident about moving forward. Cause you're right. Like, I have another book in the works and there'll be another one in the fall, same general niche of confidence, but different lanes. Mm-hmm. And if they're all value packed, shorter reads, I'm totally good with that.
Right. And you know, one of the other points that you mentioned very early on before you got into your, oh no, it may not be good enough, was you were saying that you leaned back instead of leaning into, you leaned back on what you had learned as you went through the process initially with our book series. And I think that that's a point that, I want to mention for a moment, because it doesn't matter. Let me back that up. I don't want to say it doesn't matter. What matters is that you find something that you've achieved to go ahead and have as your foundation as you're stepping into new territory, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
And there's research from the University of Sunnybrook that says, I was looking for the validation of success breeds success. And what I ran across from this research from Sunnybrook was that success is accomplished more frequently when we have more frequent success. Now that sounds funny. But when you think about it, what the research continued to say is, it doesn't matter if your success is grandiose or it's tiny. If you have more success, you will become familiar with success and you will attain success more often. Mm-hmm. And I thought that that was really interesting. So here you are talking about the size of your book. It's small compared to some others. And success is success.
Yeah.
Isn't that hilarious?
Yeah, yeah, that's true. And I think there's also a lot of energetics packed in that too. Because if you're happy and you're celebrating that success, no matter how big or small, then more success will come. And you're right. Like, it'll just kind of keep compounding and growing and getting bigger. So yeah, it's very, very compelling for sure.
Right. All right. So let's talk about this, because we just hit success a little bit. So Melinda, if someone is feeling stuck or disappointed because they gave up on something that they were trying to achieve, how would you guide them back on track after what you've just experienced and what you're always talking about?
Yes, yes. And I want to share this amazing quote from Dale Carnegie because it really kind of breathes some life into it as well. So inaction brings doubt and fear. And action brings confidence and courage. And that's, again, from Dale Carnegie. Inaction brings doubt and fear.
Okay.
Action brings confidence and courage.
Got it.
So, because we all go through it. We all go through it. And we all continue to, like, learn skills that make us better. And we continue to sharpen those skills. And not that I want to manifest ever like a bad or a negative result, but I feel often very grounded and at peace that sometimes things don't always work out perfectly after every action I take. So if that makes sense. And I think that is super important for people to realize, like, yeah, not everything's going to work out to be the most absolute vision of perfection, even though in the eyes of, you know, the universe, it is perfect. But I would suggest three tips, along these lines to remember as you're taking action, as you're building your confidence and your courage and moving forward. And keep these like in your back pocket. I had something last week, a meeting that I put together, and it didn't work out maybe as perfectly as someone else would judge it to be, but for me it was perfect. And these are steps that I went through mentally to bring myself to that place of happiness with the outcome.
Okay, bring it on. What's number one?
Number one is appreciate something. There has to be something that you can appreciate. I don't care how bad life is and how bad you think your straits are right now. There's got to be something, one little thing you have to find. And for most people, there can be definitely more than one thing. So really, Reem and Maggie, I'm sure, yeah, you understand this too. Like, there has to be something that you're like, you know what, at least, yeah, I might've lost my job, but I can still pay rent this month, you know, whatever it is. And that's definitely something my husband and I went through back in 2009. I'd still be like, somehow we still managed to pull together and get our rent and we still have a place to live. So find something to appreciate and celebrate that.
Okay. Something to appreciate because appreciation adds value.
Yes.
Absolutely. Beautiful.
Absolutely. Number two, and we're kind of circling back to the confidence steps again, but it is just so important and everyone talks about it, but are you doing it? And that is remembering your why. So if you're putting something together, an event, a course, a book, or you're just trying to accomplish something else, you're trying to, let's say, get in shape or establish a relationship with somebody, and it might be a little challenging, remember why you want to do that and keep just grounding yourself in that memory and remembering why you want to accomplish that.
Okay. That makes sense.
And then number three, and I think this isn't talked about enough, and it's something that, quite frankly, I had to work through a while back, and I'm so glad I did. And I don't even know how I got to this point, but I want to share it because I think it's really compelling. And it is to look to others for inspiration, excuse me, versus competition. And this is really prevalent even online. We all, you know, are on our computers and someone may look at somebody and be like, oh gosh, she did that. And instead of being envious or having judgment or trying to tear them down or being competitive, find something in it that you can circle back to yourself and either find inspiration or cheer them on. And I've just really made it a habit to just cheer everybody on. And it just gets easier and easier and easier and more fun. And this world is so big. It's really incredible. And I always think back to when I first started in the coaching business. I don't know if I ever shared this with you, Maggie, but I remember talking to like some friends of mine and, you know, you think everyone knows who Tony Robbins is, right? No, not everyone. So
that's true.
So when you think about something so simple like that, like not everyone knows who Tony Robbins is, that just shows you that there's a place for all of us, right? Because I would assume that every single person on this earth knows who Tony Robbins is, but there are people that don't. So just keep doing what you want to do that makes you happy. And when you look at others, look at them for inspiration and cheer them on. And use that also as a tool if you're feeling stuck. So instead of looking at it like negatively, look at it positively to help you move forward and take action.
Love this. This is so practical. Appreciate something. Keep
remember your why. Your
big why. Keep very true to it. And then look to others for inspiration versus competition. I'm a big proponent of that third one. And there is no such thing as competition. I will tell everyone that right now. But we believe that there is. And that's a delusion. There is no such thing as competition. Nobody does business, you know, you're a coach. Nobody does it the way you do it, with the people you do. And we tend to forget that. Even you look at Coke and Pepsi.
Yeah.
Everyone says, oh, they're in competition with each other. No, they're not. People clearly prefer one over the other.
Yeah. I'm definitely
right. So there is no competition.
Right. 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 Because if Pepsi's the only product available, I'm like, no, thanks. I'll just have water. So yeah, it's not even like, not even an option.
Right. Yeah. There's some people who stay true to what they prefer and others who will cross the streams, as they say.
Yeah.
You know, but competition, it truly doesn't exist any longer because we have so many ways. We can have somebody doing exactly what you're doing and you might like doing podcasts and writing and they might like doing only courses. Mm-hmm. Right. But you're delivering the same thing. There's so many different options we have available to us. Competition is a thing of the past.
Yeah.
So I'm really big about inspiration and cheering others on, because at the end of the day, we're all just looking for big wins, whatever that may be. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And for some people, big wins is getting up and taking a shower and getting dressed. And there's nothing wrong with that because we've all had those days.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right?
Yep. No, you're absolutely correct.
Yeah, I love this. I love this. Oh, you know, I would love for us to speak longer, but of course we don't get to, because we have to save something for your fifth episode.
Drum roll.
Can't wait to see what you stir up for us and share. But Melinda, in case people would like to get a hold of you, how should they do that?
Yeah, so I am on all the socials, but you can also find me. Really, the main portal is my website, goodkarmasuccesscoach.com. And you can reach out through there. And you can connect with me there too. My email's on there. Everything's on there. So that's just the easiest thing to remember is goodkarmasuccesscoach.com.
Okay. And I know at the end of your chapter, we have your author page. And at the bottom of your author page, you have an invitation for everybody to engage with you more. Could you share with us what that's about?
Yes. And actually, I just updated it to, it's the same URL, so you can find it. And it's a free Believe and Take Action daily guide to feeling good. So just changing it up a little bit in the new year. And it is just a combination of tips and tools that I have used over my many years of personal development journey, I guess you could say, that has really helped me build my confidence and shift my mindset and help me feel better. So I put something different together
starting for this podcast that I wanted to share and change it up a bit. So that you can find on goodkarmaconfidence.com.
Goodkarmaconfidence.com. This is great because if people have engaged with you before on that, they can go back and do that again and get something a little different to support exactly. them. Yay! Love yes. it. Love it. All right. So before we do our wrap up, is there anything else that you would like to share?
I would just say that it is just so crucial for everyone out there to remember that we all have the power within us. We all have the power to make changes, to improve our lives, to use the tools that are so readily available, whether it's reading this book, obviously you're listening to this podcast, reaching out to a friend to have a conversation, hiring a coach. And the more that we do that and not be stuck, the more you'll just feel better and be able to move on and have a peace of mind that you're going to be living your best life. So if you need to reach out to someone, please do. And I know that you can reach out to all the authors through the app. So that's a good way too. And just do it. I believe in everyone out there. And I know that we can all be our best selves.
Love it. Can't wait for episode 5 in your mini series.
In the mini series. I know. I feel like should be like Danielle Steele or something. I need to steam it up a bit.
Uh-oh. Boy, now everyone will definitely be waiting for the next one.
Oh my God, the pressure.
Yeah, you'll have to be noodling that for a while. Okay. Totally. So listeners, you'll have some fun waiting for that to come through. And this is how you can learn more and engage with number one international best-selling author, Melinda and Ryan Van Fleet. By the way, say hi to Ryan for all of us, please.
I will. He is fishing today, which I'm so excited for because the weather, continues to be a little challenging. So if he can get his charter in, then we're really excited about that.
Beautiful. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yes.
And listeners, go ahead and start by reading chapter 7 in volume 4 of the book, Brilliant Breakthroughs for the Small Business Owner. And again, I say that's the purple one because if you look, we have 4, thus volume 4, and they all have the same name. It's the color that's different. So think purple when you think Melinda Van Fleet. Well, Melinda and Ryan Van Fleet. Okay. Now, the other thing is definitely make sure that you gift your business's performance by accepting the invitation that Melinda shared with you on her author's page about getting that daily fix, right?
Yes, for sure.
Okay. And as Melinda dropped a little clue, you can go to your app store and download Brilliant Biz Book. That's our app for free. You'll find out everything about the authors, the book series, all of our podcasts are there and some other really cool stuff. So go ahead and type in Brilliant Biz Book on your app store. And when you do, I would love for you to look at the feature called Ask an Expert, and you'll see Melinda and Ryan's name there. Click on it and type them a question and she'll respond back to you. Pretty cool bonus, isn't it?
It is a very cool feature, I have to say. It's a great idea.
Right. And we also have a feature on there called Community Page. Feel free to check that out and engage with us. And if there's something you'd like to post, feel free to do that. And last, I would invite you to go back and listen to Melinda and Ryan's other episodes. That's number 152, 161, and 169, because this has been a really cool journey that they continue to unpack for you to succeed and have more confidence. Thanks for your time and wisdom sharing today, Melinda.
Thank you, Maggie, for having me. This is fantastic. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. And listeners, we appreciate you. Did you hear that? Appreciation. We appreciate you listening to the Brilliant Breakthroughs Business Podcast, where you learn about how to create more brilliant breakthroughs for your small business. Shine brightly until next week.
Thank you.